Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Service Notes, your go-to podcast for everything service management. I'm your host, Reena Brambat, and today we have a very special episode lined up. Joining me is an outstanding IT service management professional. And one fun fact, her name even rhymes with mine. Take a guess? Please welcome Sharina Jobs. Sharina, welcome to Service Notes.
All right. So, you know, given you work in change enablement, you are kind of part of the team who does the automation. It will be no surprise when I mention the word AI, you will be like closely familiar with it. Where do you think AI is going to be impacting service management?
I think today we are in AI era. A couple of years ago, we were in an internet era. And today we are in the AI era. So AI has pretty much influenced every field, every phase of life. So I don't think we can keep that aside. It's going to be our part. So in service management, I think with ServiceNow being introduced as one of the tool, the low code, the no code, it's one of the AI, I would say, it has got immense possibilities in the AI field. It has got a lot of add-on features being introduced when it comes to AI. Now, cloud technology and cloud computing is another area I would say I would like to connect, because in the earlier days when we had capacity management, right, as one of the IT processes, we had to do a lot of, you know, calculations to see how many servers we need, how many RAMs we need, how many switches, and, you know, what would be the bandwidth and stuff.
Today, yeah, pie in the sky.
Exactly. Yeah. Today we have edge computing. That means I am only paying for what I need to use for. So this gives me the leverage and also a little bit of efficiency in better financial management of IT services. That is one of the big game changer. 5G coming. The telecommunication connectivity has been massive, right? You can roam around and still feel at home. Recently, I was in the US and then I for a visit, but I still felt at home. I get the same services, the same connectivity, and everything else that I felt at home. Yeah. And coming to the automation part, I lead a team, a small team, who does wonders with Power Apps, Power BI, and those are data analytics tools that helps us find predictive analysis to help the business to drive their the activities forward with informed decisions. So you could see trends, you could see patterns. So before things go wrong, or you can already catch it. So we say learn fast. So if you fail fast, you could also learn fast, right?
Right.
So I think this has been a game changer here. Then the other thing that I think from an AI perspective, it's robotics, right?
Right.
It's been massive. Like even in medical field or whatever field that you look at it, it has been a game changer. So I think within service management, I don't think the people element can be taken away. I'm not as super scared that AI can replace all of our jobs, but actually it's going to help us enable, it's going to be an enablement to do our job better. Because I've seen people saying, with AI, are we not going to have service management process? It still needs to be there. You still need a human brain, which is probably 3 times or 10 times more complex than AI system to look at these changes, evaluate it and see if it's safe to go. So we are the ones who are actually giving the algorithms to the AI system to function. So it's pretty much intuitive. ChatGPT can give me information, but if I don't know what information to pull from ChatGPT, my output is also going to be based on what I'm giving it. So I think it's going to complement me and help me to do my job better. Of course, I need to upskill with the AI in place, but I'm not too concerned that it's going to take away our roles or existence in the service management industry.
Yeah, I know. I think you make a good point because different people you speak to, you get different answer, especially like things in media or some of the videos you may watch on YouTube is like human extinction, cognitive decline, just because AI is taking over. But I think people need to focus on responsible AI. It's not AI for the sake of it, but like, you know, how are we going to use this? How are we going to leverage this? How this is going to enhance my current skill? It's not replacing me if it's going to help me to do my job better. Like I was talking to someone yesterday and I said, I think it's going to be a little bit like typewriter versus computer, right?
Yeah.
Typewriter, you can do only certain things at certain pace. And when the computer came up, we got so creative. I mean, I remember in my college, we used to have like those word arts. I don't know if you remember Microsoft.
Those
days, like it was so fun and excitement. Of course, we don't use it today. But, you know, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be going from a typewriter into the computer phase. So
ISACA recently, I learned that ISACA introduced a new course called AI Ethics. So what it says is that you have the data privacy in place, right? Governance in place. So I do have a little bit background of risk management and business continuity as well. So coming from that side and working in confidential, you know, cybersecurity organizations, I've seen that, you know, you need to have that ethics. What is it that is safe to share to the public? What needs to be shared? So your algorithms should be specific in such a way that you're not exposing your information, everything to the world, right? It's about security in the cloud versus security off the cloud. The cloud service providers like AWS or Microsoft, they can provide us with the security from an infrastructure and platform services. But within the cloud, what information we as a client host, it's also responsibility.
So
I think it's all about if you're responsible and ethical, then AI can be definitely take us to the next level across the world. And so I hope our Gen Z and Gen Alpha teams, what's coming up, you know, the budding talents are going to be responsible when they use AI applications.
Yeah, very good point.
If you've enjoyed this episode, don't forget to tune in next week as I and Sharina dive even deeper into our discussion on IT service management. You won't want to miss it. This episode of Service Notes is sponsored by 24 Trainings. Check out their service management training classes at www.24trainings.com.